Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz addressed a final cabinet meeting late Thursday before the new caretaker government takes office Friday. State television broadcast footage of Aziz praising officials for their accomplishments.
We have promoted press freedom and freedom of expression. No government has been more tolerant than ours in hearing criticism.
The claims of progress by the close ally of General Musharraf stood in stark contrast to political opposition leaders who say security forces continue to pursue the president's critics. Hassan Iqbal is a spokesman for the political party of exiled former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. He spoke to VOA by telephone.
After the elections were announced, they should have put an end to all these arrests of opposition leaders. But they are still hounding us. They are still searching for us. I am in a hideout. Most of entire leadership of PMLN is either in jail or in detention, or they are in hiding. So how can there be fair and free election in the country?
While the government crackdown is succeeding in preventing mass protests, its success is also unifying political opposition leaders. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has confirmed that she has spoken with Mr. Sharif about forming a broad coalition to challenge General Musharraf.
I thought that we, the leaders of different political parties, need to exchange ideas on what could be a possible agenda for all of us to rally around.
Ms. Bhutto made the comments in a phone interview with Dawn News, an independent television news broadcaster that returned to local airways Thursday for the first time since emergency rule was imposed November 3rd. Dawn and a few other stations have agreed to abide by a new code of conduct that bars news coverage that directly criticizes President Musharraf, the army, or the judiciary. Criticism of the president's policies is allowed. News anchors and hosts can face heavy financial penalties and up to 3 years in prison if any part of their shows is considered in violation of the law. Most political reporters from the networks have not returned to work. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.